Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council passed an amended resolution that would oppose government mandates requiring vaccines and face coverings related to COVID-19. In passing the resolution, the council supports the rights of individuals and parents of minors to make personal decisions with regard to their individual healthcare choices related to vaccines for COVID-19 and face coverings. It also supports the rights of businesses to make their own decisions with regard to COVID-19 mitigation, if any, required within their establishments. Council member James Baisden, who sponsored the resolution, said,
"The goal here is for us at the local level to make a statement. We're seeing things come down at the federal level now. A lot of lawsuits dealing with mandates. This city has done a lot of things right. I applaud what this council has done. We're a home rule city, so we do have a lot of power. I could say we could do the opposite. If this group up here was voting on mask mandates right now, tomorrow this school district would have mask mandates in this city. We have that power to do that. So just the opposite, and they would use that in their favor. So I want to use this in our favor to show that we need to respect. I'm not anti-vaccine. I want you to get vaccinated. I take allergy shots every 4 weeks. I'm not an anti-vaccine person. I want everybody to wear a mask. I think mandates make more people less likely to get the vaccine than it does to help it. I didn't create that, but I want to make a statement here."
That statement says that the Kenai City Council does not support government mandates requiring individuals to take COVID-19 vaccines and or wear face coverings in public facilities, including schools or for travel-related purposes. Despite the fact that the resolution unanimously passed, some council members expressed concern regarding how this resolution could be seen as divisive to the community, given how contentious the coronavirus pandemic has become. Two soldiers were found dead in their vehicles in separate incidents over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, according to statements released from the Army. Specialist Isaiah Nicholas O'Neill, age 22, discovered dead in Fairbanks Friday. The body of Sergeant Miles Jordan Tarrant, 30, found in Anchorage Sunday. Foul play not suspected in either death, according to what the Army reported. No details on the circumstances of the deaths were released. Tarrant from Indianola, Oklahoma, a specialist in chemical, biological, and radiological and nuclear weapons with the 6th Brigade Engineer Battalion, 4th Infantry Brigade Combat Team Airborne, 25th Infantry Division at J-Bear, according to what the Army said. He joined the Army in October 2016, trained at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, and Fort Bragg, North Carolina, before reporting to Alaska in March. In a statement, he was a disciplined paratrooper, a dedicated husband, father, and friend. Tarrant deployed to Afghanistan from September 2017 to March 2018 and to Kuwait from January to May 2020 while stationed at Fort Bragg. His awards and decorations include the Afghanistan Campaign Medal, the Army Service Ribbon, the Parachutist Badge, and the Combat Action Badge. O'Neill from North Carolina was an Army wheeled vehicle mechanic with the 25th Brigade Support Battalion, 1st Striker Brigade Combat Team, 25th Infantry Division of Fort Wainwright. He joined the Army in November of 17, trained at Fort Bragg, and reported to Alaska in May. O'Neill's awards and decorations include the Army Commendation Medal, Global War and Terrorism Service Medal, and the Army Service Ribbon. The deaths closely follow that of another Fort Wainwright soldier, Sergeant Christian Joseph D'Andrea, 22, who was found dead at his off-post home in Fairbanks back in November. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.